Hey, this is Cragen from Heathen, and you're watching CMS TV.
This is Live and Loud with the Lord, Nelson, that is.
You had to turn, but you failed, so man struck bold. No need to take a shit out on me. You take offense to everything, so let's roll. You're the sheep in the wolf's clothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, you know who it is. It's the big guy with the big show, the Lord Nelson, that is. Yes, indeed, from the podcast Live and Loud with the Lord on the CMS Network with Five Royals Entertainment. And ladies and gentlemen, once again, these young men, these handsome young men have come to hang out with me. And listen, I am thoroughly excited to have a conversation with them. They have some great music out right now, a new single that is truly banging. But like I always like to do, you know, I like to read a little something, you know, about them and let them know and just big them up. So I'll do it a little something like this. Music lovers everywhere, prepare for the return of one of the great ones. This band has captivated the world with their magnificent music and have just released the smash single, because I love it, man. Rise, that is melodic, heavy, and hard in all the right places. Pause. Yes, indeed. Creating another hit for the masses to digest and receive the proper mental nourishment from a cast of creatives that have once again delivered a song and sound that screams pure pleasure. Y'all, man, let's just add to it, man. I love it. I love it. My brothers and sisters, without further ado, I bring to you the super talented Will Baker, Matt and Nick from Hollow Intent. Yes, indeed, man. Thank you guys for being here. So, gentlemen, man, it's really great to have you here and have a good conversation about this amazing music you're putting out. And then, you know, my thing, Will, I want to start with you for a second. I want to say this to you, man. I wanted to change. It's no longer Wilmington, North Carolina. It's Willington, North Carolina. Let's go ahead and change that, man. You know what I'm saying? Hollow Intent is running things now, okay? You guys own the city, man. We're going to change the name, man. So listen, man, it's time to make the donuts. We have the baker here. We have Matt and Nick here also. So we're going to do what we're going to do. So before we get into this new fire hot single, all of you have beards, right? And so, yeah. So, I mean, I got a little one. I'm not like you guys, but what is the upkeep on these beards with you guys, man? What are you doing, bruh, man? Will, what's
I'm very bougie when it comes to my beard. Like, I've got, like, all the products are from the same company, and they all have to have the same scent to them. They can't be mixed. Like, I'm very bougie with it, so.
See, I knew he keeps up with it. That's why I wanted to ask him last time, man. Talk to me, because yours is even longer.
Definitely don't do all that. I just use the same products females use in their hair.
You try to
down. I use beeswax because it gets a little crazy.
It gets a little wild. Yeah.
Yeah,
that Talk beeswax, to me, young man. You gotta go ahead and finish it off.
Mine is whatever is cheap and easy. Garnier Fructis.
His is always well maintained too.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Indeed. Well, listen, man, it's great to have you guys here. And let's talk about that single Rise, man. It's awesomeness. See, last time I took the time to really dig into, we talked about a lot of things, which is amazing. I actually went and watched the show again. It was an amazing show. We had a great time. But now that I know a little bit more about you guys, we'll get into it. So I don't have to keep you so long, you know. But the new single Rise is awesome. And this is an incredible song. So tell us who produced it. And who wrote the amazing inspirational lyrics for it?
For Jake Gissen of Studio Harrison, he produced all of the material. But I don't know if you can have like quarter producer or a co-producer, but you know, you can call that into there as well. And as far as the lyric goes, I had most of the lyrics ready, except for the chorus. When I got in the studio, I just ended up writing it probably four different times until Nick was like, you should just put more space in there. And at first I was like, nah, right. I want to do something different. And then I was like, you know what? The worst thing that can happen is I can just hit delete, right? So just went and did it. And it was just like, whoa, this is it. Like, so, yeah.
Well, let me say this, man. You guys, your orchestration is incredible. All the elements of this song rise and retreat when called upon and give their all to make the whole. It's like Optimus Prime and Megatron have come together, you know, joining forces to create a musical masterpiece. And is it as intricate as I believe it to be, putting all the parts together to foster such a fantastic flow of instrumentation? I know that's a lot, man, but I need to know, man.
What was the question? That was a lot.
How hard was it to... Okay, so let me say this. I'm watching the video and I'm listening to the song. I'm hearing all these different parts of this song because to me, it's a lot in there. Mm-hmm. But everything flows so well together. It's not that you don't know it's there, but everything is just... It's harmonious. Everything is just together. So... To me, it seems like it was an intricate thing to sit there and have to write all of that. This comes here, this comes here, this comes here, put this here, bring this back, have the hard vocals here, do this here. So, you know, it just seems like you guys really, did you just get together and just devise this whole thing? Or was it just an easy, breezy, beautiful cover girl? What was it?
I literally, Will did it all.
We were writing a different song, which is on the EP. I think Will showed me the intro to Rise, and that's kind of where it's Rise started.
Okay.
If I'm remembering it correctly. And that was just kind of built from there.
So it was just an all organic thing.
Yeah. It was just one of those things where it was one of the first ones that we actually wrote. I think it was actually the second one we wrote. And then... you know, I was telling Nick, I was like, look, like, I don't want to write like I did before. I want to challenge myself. I want to do something different. And, you know, just like when people are like, I don't want to be like somebody, the simple answer is then don't. Right. So
right.
And he was like, just do it. And I was like, all right, bet. So we got into that. And we wrote all of the music before we even wrote any of the lyrics. And listening to it without lyrics, it was like, man, this is going to be tough. How am I going to do this? You know, but when it came to writing the song, it was like Nick was playing on his guitar and he'd be like, well, we should add this in there. It's like, okay, well, instead of playing it on guitar, let's add the synth because your guitar is going to have a different frequency than what you can manipulate on a synthesizer, right?
Okay.
So doing things like that and then turning around and, you know, when it came to vocally, some things like the, I guess you want to call it the second part of the verse or the pre-chorus, whatever it was. It's, you know, like that just came super natural. Mm-hmm. That never changed. But when you have that many elements in there and everything like that, it's about picking like, you know, hey, when you do these octaves, is it supposed to be like, you know, do we go, you know, one or two octaves below so it doesn't mess with what I'm, you know, singing here because the synth is doing this. And when we do the harmonies, like, is it going to mess with these kind of harmonies that the other synths are doing and everything that's creating? It's actually kind of hard, but it's also fun and challenging at the same time. So, and then picking your vocal lines and your inflections and your notations on what you're going to carry over everything so it doesn't interfere. It's tough, but it's actually very fun to do.
Well, see, this is what I was talking about. See, I didn't want to kind of like pulling teeth or whatever. You just went indeed into what I was thinking it was. And, and to me, just all the parts I'm telling you, I'm just listening. I was just like, man, I love how they went into this. Man, I love how those harder vocals came. Man, I love how they're working together with the melodies and how melodic it is. I'm saying it's beautiful. You know, it's rough where it needs to be, but it's a beautiful song, man. And the energy is incredible. So I was just like, there's so many elements to this. And I was just like, how hard was this? And then for you to have done all of those things, man, the mind of yours, your mind, man. What's going on in the head right there, man? Hey, goodness, man. I mean, you know, we had a talk last time. You don't believe in luck and, you know, those things like that. But hey, man, amazing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I could talk about that all day. I'm telling you, it's a great song. You guys did a great job with that. So now I want to talk about the vocals. So what an incredible vocal performance. You dudes really knocked it out the park. Home run, definitely. The way you're writing the rhythms and it complements the music perfectly. And so how much fun did you guys have recording Rise? And how long did it take actually to complete the song from beginning to end?
Rise actually took, if you combine all the time together, Rise probably took a total of maybe a week. If you combine all the time together that we worked on it, mm-hmm. You know, as far as Matt came in when we were what, like 3 or 4 songs done from the end of the EP, I believe.
Mm-hmm. I think we had 5 songs then.
Huh?
I think we had like 5 songs done. And that's when he came in.
Yeah, we were about halfway done or close to that, or a little bit more than that. But even then, like, you know, a lot of the things that Matt was suggesting that I was able to go back into the studio and dry and stuff like that. So, which was actually ended up being pretty cool. You know, that song, it only took about, if you add all the time together, about a week from, you know, inception to, you know, but that's just because like we had a process, like track of the song, sent it to him, did a pre-mix, came in, did the vocals, each song individually, and then came in and did the redos over that. Like, so it's a process, but if you add all the time together, it's about a week.
About a week.
Definitely.
So Matt, when you came into this band, right, what was it about this band that just excited you, man, that you knew it was going to be something different from what you had been doing before?
It literally, well, Nick has a lot to do with it. Nick, okay. But Lil, when I heard the tracks, I grew up loving, I'm a little older than the guys, and I grew up loving Tool, Chevelle, Breaking Benjamin, these kinds of bands.
Uh-huh.
I remember you guys in Raleigh way back then, but that's uh-huh. neither here nor there. And I could hear all those elements. And I've done a lot of vocals usually, and mm-hmm. Will is a super talented vocalist.
Right.
I was like, oh, I can add to this. And I also knew once I heard Will's lyrics, mm-hmm. as I called him, Captain Hook, he is extremely hooky.
Right.
And these new songs are just like, wait till you hear the rest of them. You guys, they're money. They're great songs. Everything, he's very talented lyricist.
Well, we know how technical Will is, man. Just like I said, the last conversation we had, you know, just an enjoyable conversation. I was just like digging into the mind of a madman, you know, but a beautiful thing, because we just had a great conversation, and I appreciate some of the stuff that he said, because I kind of took some of that stuff and I was just like, I thought about it for a while after we talked. So I was like, this dude right here may be on another level up here. He's a top type individual. And I'm not trying to gas him up or anything. I just know
some people might
having the conversation that we had.
Some people definitely disagree with you on that.
Knowing how talented you guys are together, because you guys are super talented and you you play so well together, man. You really, really do. So the artwork, to have that fiery phoenix rising, whose idea was it to use this symbol and why?
Okay. So this is going to fire up some folks here. So that's what we're here for. This is what I love. So in business, before I even tell you, no matter what business you're in, it doesn't matter. You have to adapt or you get left behind, right? You have to be able, new technology comes along, new things come along, new ways of doing things come along. And you have to find a way to utilize both the new and the original way that you were doing it before. That all of our shirt designs are done by Tyler Spence over at Made of Art Print Company. Mm-hmm. All of our single and album art is done through Dolly from ChatGPT, actually. Mm-hmm. So we want to utilize the best of both worlds. And you know, some people are going to like that and some aren't. You know, that's entirely their decision, right? and I'm going to respect the decision. I'm not going to, you know, sit there and, you know, just like you can't tell me how to change my music. If you're not a musician, I can't tell you how to change your likeness of what you do or don't support based on what my opinion is. So you're free to support, you're free to not support. I'm not going to say it doesn't matter to me, but for lack of better phrasing, I don't give a shit. So, so all that was done by AI, and it took me, but I didn't just, you know, whip something in there. It took me about a week of putting in different, because every time you put something in, it's like, okay, so if I say this, but then you have to specify, use the same exact, I mean, there's so much verbiage, it's all in there that you have to pay attention to. So, but long story short, it took me about a week to come up with that, and then that's what we got.
I mean, it's with it because, you know, the lyrics and the message that you have within the song and what it's about. So when you see that, you know, me, as I told you before, I'm so visual when I'm like I'm looking at it now, and I'm just like, you know, rise above all the madness. And it's wild because I've written a song called Rise Also, but it's just like, get beyond all the bullshit, you know, and just do your things, because this life can be very difficult, but then it's all about how you look at it also, you know. So, you know, I always say I try to remove myself from all the bullshit, and I want to rise above the madness. I want to rise above people who are super petty. Cause I'm not that guy, you know. I just want to be loved and show love as much as possible. But yeah, man, I just think that the logo, the rise, is fitting of the song. Mm-hmm. I think that you took the time and you kind of knew what you wanted it to be, and I think that it matches, it complements the lyrics and the music perfectly and beautifully.
So something about this logo. So I'm gonna be pointing at it right now. So the lettering is actually similar to the lettering they used in like ancient Rome and stuff.
Okay.
So the reason behind that is it's very symbolic, because now typically sometimes, depending on the picture, you want like the low band logo at the top or the bottom, right? Depending. Mm-hmm. And the song title always needs to be larger. So with that, what I wanted to accomplish with that, the meaning with that is, okay, rise, the lettering is old. So you're basically leaving the old behind and you're moving up, right? And you're rising up above that. So, you know, having that is like a representation of exactly what the song's about. So
love, man. See, I knew he had a good explanation. He was kind of being, you know, real easy. I was like, nah, bring the Will from the first show. I want that dude right there. Bring him back. No, it's all love. So great video, great shots, cinematography. Directed by Garrett Barefoot, am I correct?
Yep.
And Black Plate Productions. So why do you feel their visualizations complement your sound and image so well?
Well, Garrett was one of those people where we went, like he had, Nick and I went up to his place, his studio, and we talked. We were up there for what, like an hour and a half, 2 hours, talking about music and the video, our idea for the video and stuff like that. And then when he came in, he, you know, I had some extra ideas, and he was like, that's a good idea. And he would incorporate that. And he was basically in sync with everything that we were wanting to do. Awesome. And just adding a bit more. And actually the video that you've seen now, didn't exist before, because we had a final cut and we were like, yeah, this is pretty good. He goes, and he, not us, but he said, I can do better than this. And then a week later, this is what we got. And we were just like, that's it. So, he wasn't accepting anything less than what he was fully capable of doing, putting 100% into it. So
that's love, because my next question is to ask you, how did your, you know, ADHD affect the making of this video? You said you were there, so I'm just figuring that you were just like, you know, being real anal about things. Like, yo, man, I need this to be here. Okay, I love this treatment that we have, but it needs to be this or that. And maybe it's not. I'm just asking.
I mean, honestly, I just channeled the same energy that we had when we were tracking, because Nick, and then when Matt came in, everybody was so open to me. Just write it, right? All right, cool. So if that's the case, then and our producer, I've known him for 10 years. Mm-hmm. So just going in and, you know, I'm comfortable with him vocally. He taught me everything I know. And, you know, just being able to go in and he's like, try this way, try this way. And, you know, he understands exactly where my head's at. So Garrett fit right in with that. So I was able to be, I felt immediately comfortable with him being able to just take that over.
Right.
But I mean, if you think about it, like it's an art, right? Like we want our stamp on our music. A producer wants his stamp on his on that music too. He needs to have the same freedom with that. So, but that's fine. Yeah.
No, it worked well, most definitely, once again. So Nick, let me get back to you, man. So first of all, are all of you guys from North Carolina?
Yeah.
You're from Willington also?
Yeah, well, Hampstead. It's like a little bit.
I'm gonna use that all the time. Willington, I love it, man. I can't help it. So you guys are from there also. So what was it what is it about the band that you enjoy so much? What's exciting about Hollow Intent for you?
I love working with Will. Like, when me and him are in a room together and we're writing back and forth, he writes guitar. I like intricate stuff. I have a certain way of writing. But when I'm writing with him, he'll write something and I'll be sitting there like, well, damn. His riffs, stupid. I call them stupid because when I'm working on them, I'm trying to figure them out. It's not how I think. And I like working with someone who doesn't think how I think.
Right.
So it makes me think differently and work harder.
Awesome. Like, he pushes you. I awesome that is though, but that you would allow him to push you like that. Not everybody can take that. Not everybody can deal with those things. So mentally that just shows the strength that you have and that Matt has, and you guys are doing your thing. Cause once again, and I'll say it probably a couple of times, this is an amazing song, man. When I listen to, I think about the Shinedowns and the Seethers and all these other bands, you know, it's comparable to like mainstream rock and roll metal. It's there. And the production of it and whoever did the mixing and mastering and all that, it sounds fantastic. It really does, man. So you guys have I think you got a winner, a banger, whatever you guys need to do to push it. I'm sure that you've gotten, great returns of people speaking about it. I've listened to a lot of music. I've been with, interviewing, having conversation with a lot of bands. This is one of those ones, man. And I've heard a lot of them. And I'm just like, wow. And I just love music. A lot of people think I'm crazy, but this right here, I can hear it played everywhere. I can hear it played everywhere. And then plus it has a great message. And once again, all of the parts that come in there, so intricate. As you said, you said he's that guy. Definitely. But it doesn't sound. It's so, now I'm trying to find the words. It's just so together and beautiful. And it's a great listen. And as one of my homeboys say, it has replay value. It has replay value, man.
Yeah, I like that. I'm going to use that.
We played it all day long one day, or multiple days, but one day. And you, when you're still doing it at 9 o'clock at night and you're still having a good time.
Yes.
You're like, all right. You know what I mean? You know it. Or at least I thought so. And now everyone else is saying that.
Also for me, it's new, but it has a familiar feeling. I don't know how to say that, but it makes me feel like a homie. Like, oh, this is the stuff I like.
It's very nostalgic. It's got all of the music has. I was always a big fan of the late 1999, 98, early 2000s, like rock push. Because,
mm-hmm.
That's when Breaking Benjamin really made a stamp, right? Chevelle, all those bands. So, it's just all it is just reaching in and finding a way to just make it modern. And, I think out of all of us, Nick and I listen to a lot more modern rock, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But being able to have, Nick is more in the box and I'm like, I don't want to do that. Let's do something different. And, Matt's like, it sounds good. Let's make death metal. No, I'm just kidding. if we had it Matt's way, we would be making 6-minute songs. So,
Man, it's love, man. Yeah, but when you talk about staying current but still being yourself, so it's like you can hear that you hear that you guys have touched into. It doesn't sound dated. It doesn't sound old. it sounds right now with everything that's going on, that is just hot as can be. It's a hot song, man. And listen, I expect more. I know you guys are going to do work. It's not, I don't think it. I know it, you know, the difference in that. So you guys had to record and shoot three more songs, which Rise was one of those. So before you dropped the EP, so Rise has knocked down another one. So how much closer are you to completion, and have you locked in an official release date for the EP?
So the EP will be out in October.
October, okay.
We're currently, some good things have changed. So we're picking up our ability to talk with Garrett on, you know, the next steps for another video and stuff like that. So, you know, Garrett does a lot of stuff with, you know, label work and other clientele. So, you know, coordinating schedules and things like that. But yeah, we're everything's locked in. We just need to wait.
You gotta wait on Garrett, huh?
Yeah. But I'm okay with that. That man's
are you okay with it?
Yeah.
Are you guys okay with it? Because I mean, I'll call him.
No, dude.
I'll send a few people up there, man. I know a few people that you know, some have certain accents, some have other accents, but it's whatever looks good for you guys. I can send them up there to handle some business. We can put the fire up under them if you need it.
I've shot a music video before, and like, just to go in there, and he's like, professionalism, and to be like, this is what you need to do, and Will helping out move a lot, just like his professionalism, Garrett was through the roof. So
he had so many good ideas, and a lot of things that he did didn't even necessarily make it, but the amount of B-roll and C-roll he had to choose from with epic stuff, you know what I mean? Like, he could have made five different videos, and they all would have been good.
At one point, I'm standing, I'm going to shoot you through this bookcase right here. I'm like, okay.
Just moved cool. They actually made it in the video. But he did love that one. He would have bet that would have made it in there.
So Garrett's just a true creative then.
Yes.
And then when you guys allow him to do, once again, having the freedom to do what he does and kind of stepping back and said, like, handle your business, you know, and that's just like Will saying, Nick, Matt, okay, you do this well, do this, handle your business, and allowing you to. Because, you know, a lot of times certain people will like to really direct you to the whole thing. Play this like this instead of saying, like, no, what are you feeling playing this? What are you feeling from this right here? So, you know, you hear this riff, okay, how are you going to play this bass? How are you going to play these drums? You know, let me know what you've got. And I just think that makes it better for the band. You know, just my opinion. You know, I can't speak. I just think that it makes it better, you know. So, so Rise is an amazing song and worthy of all the accolades. I believe it's, you know, it should receive and is receiving. So what are the short-term plans for Hollow Intent?
We're pretty close with being show ready. You know, we recently, you know, switched drummers. Caleb had some things that he wanted to take care of. And, you know, we had a guy that was itching to play and you know, who's extremely talented. So Keith is our drummer, and he's just been like, this guy can play everything. So he's, you know, I saw a video of him playing guitar the other day, and I just wanted to quit. But he's so good. But no, he's just awesome. Keith is fantastic.
So he's you're saying Caleb has something. So now you got Keith now.
Oh yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on. So the last time we talked, which was in November, Keith was in there. Caleb was in there.
Yeah. Caleb was.
So you know what I always wonder, man, and I know it's just life. Once again, like, you know, the best laid plans are fucked up by life. There's no doubt about it. But once again, so what has Keith brought to the band now? Because everybody's not the same. So what has he brought that has been like, wow, that's amazing. I love that.
Dedication. That's the biggest one.
Dedication is awesome.
A large musical background. Mm-hmm. He also works at the film studio down here in Wilmington.
Okay.
So, you know, his expertise in, I mean, this guy warms up on, what is he, Matt? Who is the band?
Gojira. We played Gojira today for hours. Oh, really? Yeah, man.
Yeah. This dude, he's really good, but he's like got this pretty cool, calm demeanor about him. Like you wouldn't tell that this kid can crush the kit.
Yeah.
He makes it look effortless.
He's
like,
God.
There's no, like,
he's a god. Well, I'm so excited. I can't even lie, bro.
No, that's a great thing. So it's, and you want to have that formula, that team that is able to grow together and be able to hang out together when you do hang out. You don't have to be together all the time, but dependable people and knowing where that person stands and knowing when you guys get on stage, what you're going to get from each other. And, you know, that's something that's very, very special, man. So, hey, welcome, Keith, man. Caleb, I wish you the best at whatever you're doing, you know, whether you're, you know, kite surfing or whatever it is, man. Enjoy yourself, because it's love for everybody, man. But I know that not everything works out for everybody. It's just what it is, man. But I pray that you guys have it all together and doing your things, because I believe the Lord, Nelson, that is that you guys have something super, super special that can go next level. I really believe it, man. And so how have you, go ahead, Nick. You were going to say something?
I said tell Sirius Octane Radio.
Right, I'm glad you said it. Sirius Octane. So what's the Jose, man? You guys haven't got in touch with Jose? I know Relent knows him. What's the deal?
I tried. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen that dude, and he don't like know me. So maybe he'll know me one day, but he don't know me today.
well, you know, everything's so numbers driven now, or whatever like that. But I'm gonna tell you,
this
song should be played everywhere. Everywhere. I'm not bullshitting you guys. I think it's an amazing song, man. I think it's a hit, to be honest.
I jumped on for all these reasons. Could you tour? I'm like, yes, I can tour. Can you afford to do these things? Yes, I can.
Yeah.
All right. And then when I heard it, oh my God, I was like, whatever, I'm in.
I actually had to wait because I was talking to Nick and I was like, is he being genuine or is this like a superficial, like, I just want to be a part of the band guy? Like, because I didn't know Matt. And I was like, and he was just like constantly complimenting. And I was like, this is a lot. Like this is either honesty or this is somebody who has no idea what they're getting into. It was one of those things. Obviously, it was the initial, but the former, but yeah.
A strong group, man. I knew it was going to be a strong. I'd already became a brother with this guy working with him, and he said, "You're going to love this guy." And I knew when he said that I was going to love Will.
Yeah.
So, and I hope I feel like, bro, I feel like we could go all over the United States in a small van and not hate each other in the end, and that something else.
If you can deal with your brother smelling like ass and feet, man, I'm trying to tell you, boy. Listen, being on a tour bus and just walking down and knowing that you usually can just take a good shower, you know, getting your own shower in your own bed. Now, mind you, you know, being on stage is the best part of all of that stuff. But when you're on that tour bus with those guys, even though we laughed at all like that, but you get up sometimes, and it's just like, man, it smells like ass and feet in here. Where's the Lysol? Let's get the spraying that in here. You know, get the bus guy. You got to come in here and vacuum this out, clean this out. But no, I understand clearly what you're saying, man. That's all love. And if you guys seem to have that right now, and I wish you all the best. And you don't need that from me because I believe it's going to happen. I just think this is an amazing song. I'll say it again. It was such a good vibe. And as I was writing these things, I was listening to the song over and over again. And I was just like, okay, all right. And I was like, well, what is he saying there? Okay, because, you know, I'm a lyricist. I write. So I'm just like, that matters to me. So I was just like, man, this is a positive, good feeling song. And then I was just like, maybe Will was writing this about. Then I was like, nah, it's probably not some specific person or whatever. This is just more of a broad thing. You know, sometimes, and I mean, when I say broad, I don't mean like a woman. I mean like a broad thing. Yeah, you got to watch yourself sometimes, man. You can get it. But nah, man, it's definitely real, and I hope that, you know, you guys aren't too far from me. You know, I'm in South Carolina. You guys aren't too far from me. So whenever you guys are touring and say you're doing some local shows or anything around South Carolina, Charlotte, anywhere. I'm definitely going to do my best to make it there and hang out with you and just vibe with you and fan
Dude,
out.
We need to have you just come up for a practice one day. We'll just like go out to dinner afterwards.
Or hey, very listen, very possible. My schedule's flexible. At the, we'll talk about it most definitely. And and once again, man, not trying to search for things to say. I just think it's amazing. And you guys just have to keep pushing this song and do whatever you need to do to make it happen. You know, and I know a lot of times it's putting money behind things and I'm going the same way talking with certain people. They're like YouTube ads and this kind of thing and this, that. It's so difficult to break records now because you have to put that amount of money behind it. So, but it's something we love. It's something we cherish. There's nothing better than being on that stage. Nothing better than music. As I've said before, music is a time machine. It takes you back to here, there, or whatever like that. It's just the best thing in the world. It is my drug. I have a song called Music is My Drug. I love it, man. Usually I don't say that, but it's a true statement. Because music is my drug. But guys, like, I just want to say thank you for this time. Spending this time. Great to meet you guys. Looking forward to meeting Keith also. Just good conversation. Like I told you before, I just want to have good conversation. And I was actually excited about talking to you again, man, because we had such a great conversation last time. And you guys are some solid dudes, man. And great musicians. You're great musicians. Not okay musicians, you're great musicians. And everything you do is wonderful. So let me ask these last couple of questions. What makes Hollow Intent a must see and listen?
The hooks, man. Don't you remember that song? The hooks bring you back. That's what's going to happen, man. The hooks are going to bring them back. The hooks are
going to bring you back. Yes, indeed. Hey, man. What did Sheik say? The band Sheik, he said, you always start off with the hook, man. You get them hooks, man. The hooks are so important, man. The hooks are important. People want to be able to sing these songs, man.
I mean, honestly, for me, like, it's the interaction, right? Like, I want it, and the way I've done it before is, you know, we're all human. It doesn't matter what level of our career we're at. And to me, like, I want to be down on the ground at the merch table with everybody else and, you know, watching all the other bands and stuff like that and hanging out with the people that just watched us watch other bands, you know what I mean? And, you know, that to me is the important thing, because there were some folks from the original lineup when I first started that are still like massive fans of us and still want to do things for us.
Right.
Because of that, I've actually become really good friends with. So that's really what it's about. You know, is there a transactional side to it for the business? Sure, of course. But, you know, all in all, you still can't replace, you can replace that, but you still can't replace, you know, these people and what they do to support you by sharing it and listening to it on their own time and all that. So, yeah.
100%. I know I read a post that you had where you were speaking about that, about you don't care about all the bullshit. You care about those fans and, you know, the love that they show. And that does mean a lot. And when you say about going out to like the merch table, the best part, the traveling sucked, of course. You didn't mind it, but you said, I'm a big guy. So, you know, I'm in the bunk. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, we're going to country. And it's like, no, I'm a big guy. You guys are little guys. I'm a big guy, 6'5", 285.
Who's ever said?
I'm a big dude.
You could have been in that.
But going out to that merch table and talking to the people and having them come up to you and just giving you that respect and like, hey, that was a great show. That was, you know, well, we're up there to entertain you. That's why we're here. We're here for you. We love the music and we create this music, but we're definitely here for you. What'd you say? I want to be talking when you say it, so I want to hear what you say.
19 in Raleigh one time, dude.
Say again now.
I met you in Raleigh one time.
In Raleigh? About, did you say you were 19?
Yeah, dude. That was many, many years ago.
Hold on. Yeah. Which show though?
Bro.
What venue was it in?
It was one of the little ones downtown.
Was it one where it had a very high stage?
It had two floors.
Listen, so I remember very clearly. I got so lightheaded, I almost fell out because I was down yelling and screaming. And I came back up and Rich put his hand behind me. And I was like, holy shit. And he was just like, you got to take your time when you come back up. You know, but that crowd was amazing. It was amazing. So you guys were amazing. Yeah, I remember two shows up there, man. No, well, thank you, man. Listen, it makes me feel good, man. I appreciate you most definitely.
Obviously, if I remember that, you just, if we get to do the same things to other people.
Yeah. Man, thank you, man. I'm humbled by it. I really am. And thank you, man, for being there, man. I'm glad you told me that. That's great, man. I'm telling you. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Listen, I want to continue to talk to you guys. I mean, I really do. I'm just like, what else can I ask these dudes, man? Let me ask them something crazy, man. But no, anything full crazy. I just really want you to know once again and lastly that the song is amazing. I expect to hear the other ones that come out when you release it. I'm going to be on top of it. You know, pause again. I mean, I'm going to hug it and embrace it. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to make love to it, baby. But nah, I'm really looking forward to it. And my last question, as always, is what was the last song you listened to?
The last song that I listened to, it was actually, Seeing Red by Architects.
Okay.
I'm like looking through my Spotify right now. Yeah, it was Seeing Red by Architects. I just wanted like a pretty nasty groove, so that one worked out well.
Got you.
I actually didn't like that song at first. Nick was like, check it out. And I was like, it's trash. And then I went back. And then I went back and I was like, okay, let me go back and listen. And I dug into it and I was like, okay, this is pretty nasty.
Yeah, the second one was good. Okay, yeah. Indeed.
Just practice. He's like, this song is fire. I'm like, I got a text that says otherwise.
Yeah.
All right, so what about you dudes?
My last one was Wannabe by Hollow Intent.
Love. Awesome. Awesome. Indeed.
Playing CD player. I got the EP in my CD.
It's very real.
And what was the song called again?
Wannabe.
Wannabe?
I'm going to light that one.
That's what's next.
That's what's next. Wannabe is next. So that's what we got to light the fire and Garrett so we can make this video?
No.
Probably not. I'm telling you, man, you guys made the call, man. I'm going to make some calls, man. I have some people sitting outside his house, man, in the tree or something, and have them on scope. I know a few people like that, man. It don't take a lot of money. I was just joking. Allegedly. I'm just joking.
Allegedly.
So, Nick, talk to me. What's the song for you?
What's that? That was Wannabe.
Wannabe, Matt. Yeah. I'm sorry. So, Wannabe was for both of you guys.
Maybe 30 minutes. You just missed Keith. He was here and we were playing a lot of covers and stuff.
Okay. So
funny enough, the last ones we played were Chevelle songs and An Evening with Diablo was the one that was last.
Okay. Love.
But we went from everything from Meshuggah to Chevelle. So there's some Goji, all kinds of stuff and plenty of Hollow Intent.
Yeah,
plenty.
Of course.
Well, We got to run through the set every time.
Of course. Like I told Will, I like to ask that question to my guests because you never know what we're listening to, actually, because we love music. Most creatives love all kinds of music. So I always like to ask that because you might come up with something that I haven't heard that I'm going to go out there and listen to. So I appreciate all of that. So I'm ready to hear this Hollow Intent, man, and ready for you guys when it comes out again. Come on back and let's talk about the entire project and just have a ball talking about it once again. And so the last thing, the floor is yours. If you have anything you want to say, you want to thank anybody, let's tell the people where they can get your stuff and see you in social media and all those beautiful things.
Yeah.
So, okay. Okay. So, yeah, Nick, clap. He hates that. Every time we go to do something, I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, like he hates that. So now I do it just because. So... definitely want to thank Jake first and foremost. Like he was the biggest like inspiration behind a lot of these things, and like he's very good at writing hooks, and he's one of the most underrated producers and songwriters and vocalists that I know of. I think I mentioned that before. definitely Garrett, for sure. Distilled Entertainment, as you have a good relationship with them as well. Patrick's been fantastic in helping out. And, you know, definitely the fans, the haters, love the haters. But definitely the guys, you know what I mean? Like it got to a point where when we were at the pinnacle of like, we're about to go over that edge and set everything up to release. And then the Caleb thing and all of that, it was very stressful, and the holidays. And I was like, I can't do that. And, you know, they went to work and they were like, well, we have this guy's like, when you're ready, right. tell me the top three. Yeah. And they did it. You know, a month and a week or something like that. And they did all the work for it. And I've never had it before. So if it wasn't for their dedication matching mine and exceeding it, then we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Got you. Well, thank you.
Yeah. I want to thank Will.
Yes. Thank both of you guys.
Definitely Will, definitely the haters, because if it wasn't for the haters and just, I don't know, I felt like this one started up, there was a lot of hate going towards and negativity. So we rose above that, and like Will came to me and was like, do you want to do this? And so I especially appreciative of Will, because since I've joined, I've quit drinking, I've quit smoking, and I've just, there's a lot of things I have to thank him for that he has helped push me during Rise, literally Rise. So
that's you. I was going to say that. Yeah.
You stuck there for me, so
he's a real brother, man.
I appreciate everybody.
And haters, nothing better than that. Having somebody in your corner, and you know, not expecting anything. I mean, they expect things of you, but they take you for being who you are, and not judging you all the time on just craziness. And you know, I've got friends that I've had for 40 plus years, and you know, my kids sometimes are like, man, like, wow, what the, you know, because today is different. You know how they look at things. But I mean, but I'm still close. We might not talk all the time, but we're still that close. I mean, we're very close. And if we need each other,
pick up, like,
man, it's nothing.
It's right back where you were.
We're laughing and clowning like we just saw each other yesterday. And that's a beautiful thing. So, yes, Will, you know, respect to you for the things that you've done for the band and the things that they've done for you, man. So once again, where can the everybody reach you guys?
We're on all the platforms, of course, streaming platforms, video, websites, www.hollowintent.com. Tons of merch on there. You can submit a contact form. It goes directly to the email, and I usually respond within 24 hours, so if not immediately. So,
Well, guys, once again, thank you for your time. I know your time is precious, it's priceless, and I'm honored to have you here. I really mean that. No bullshit. I think you guys have something that's amazing and great, and it's good to see you guys together doing and creating such great music. It's awesome. The Lord said so, indeed. And you know what? God told me to.
That's lovely.
So we're really good. But once again, thank you guys very much for your time. I really appreciate it, and you're welcome to come back anytime. As I told Will before, we're family. Come back whenever you want. If you just want to talk, Will, you want to get deep into something, you want to talk about frogs and toads, making love or whatever it is. I don't care what it is.
I know we'll have a deep conversation. Too. I have experience.
Sounds like he's ready for a dive into cryptocurrency.
I'm just saying, man, conversation will always be here. But thank you guys very much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having us.
So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is yours truly, the big guy with the big show, the Lord. Nelson, that is. Yes, indeed. From the podcast Live and Loud with the Lord on the CMS Network with Five Royals Entertainment, with these amazing guys from Hollow Intent, Matt, Nick, and Willington. I appreciate you guys, man. Thank you very much. Appreciate you, man.
Turn It Up. You're listening to Live and Loud with the Lord, Nelson, that is.
The biggest and the best heavy metal radio station is CMS Network now. With over 5,000 heavy metal songs from all the subgenres and eras of metal, it ranges far more than almost any station broadcasting today. You can also listen to great radio shows like Charlie Kendall's Metal Shop, the shows of the CMS Network, and even the full episodes of the Classic Metal Show with the music. Visit CMS Network now at www.cmsradio.net or on the CMS Network app in both the iOS or Android stores. There's no need to listen anywhere else for the best heavy metal ever created.